Hi, hello, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you over the age of 21 and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote?
Yes, I will. Yes, I'm going to vote.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I'm black.
You're African American. Thank you.
Yeah.
Moving forward. And what is your age? Hello?
Yes, I heard you.
Okay, and what is your age?
67.
67, thank you. Moving forward. And I'm just going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say that they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it's a very, very important issue to you, 5, somewhat important, and 0, not important at all. You can choose any number between 0 to 10. The first issue, protecting abortion and productive rights. From 0 to 10, how important is that?
9.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
Say what now?
Eliminating food deserts in our community.
Zero.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Getting worse. Thank you. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
About the same.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to 2. We got cigarettes, vaping, opioids and fentanyl, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, marijuana and other cannabis products, or ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs?
Fentanyl and, fentanyl and heroin.
Thank you. Moving forward. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community?
Yes.
Is that somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each one, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with the product. The first one, e-cigarettes or vapes?
Very familiar.
Heat non-burnt tobacco products?
Very familiar.
Oral nicotine pouches?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable health, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives.
Yeah.
After hearing this, would you say that this is the primary reason for these changes? Is it cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, or introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market?
The last one.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Is it A, the federal government should do more to meet people where they are and promote less harmful alternatives to smoking? We know that cigarettes are a major health risk and that people should quit, but that may not be immediately possible for the nearly 30 million American adults who still smoke. Smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives pose less health risk to adults who smoke and those around them until they're willing to or they're willing or able to quit entirely? Or is it B, the federal government cannot or should not promote anything related to nicotine or tobacco? Smoking rates have declined dramatically in the last few decades, and very few of us are still exposed to smoking in our daily lives. Vaping is not safer, and it has already become an epidemic that we'll be dealing with for decades to come. Do you agree with statement A or B?
B.
Statement B, is that somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Moving forward here. Now, what would you say that, and would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More harmful.
So much more or somewhat more?
So much more.
So much more, right? Okay.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please read each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you don't agree with the statement at all. Remember, you can choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first statement, opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save us as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year. But the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country and to combat opioid use in the Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. How much do you agree with that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Second one. Quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try to are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant declines in the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate adults who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. How much do you agree with that from 0 to 10?
7.
7, thank you. Now, our goal should be for people to continue to abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention, education, and cessation support efforts to help realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, their large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with that?
10.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. Let me ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes, through cessation support and abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American family? Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Some would agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Heat non-burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you. All right, moving forward. We're just going to switch gears a bit here. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
11.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Widow.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Low income.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No. Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Is that a strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Well, right now, I'm a strong Republican.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the 2024 elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. Well, this concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you so much for your participation. I truly appreciate it. You have yourself a great rest of the night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.